Today is Yom Aleph, Parashas, Vayishlach Toshin Pei Beis. And I would like to dedicate the Shir L'il Nishmas. Our friend, still the pain is very fresh. We still hold him before the Levaya. Our dear friend Avi Katz Avram Beremoshe. Zuchreina L'Bracha. The Torah that we learned today should be an Aliyah for his Neshama. So let's begin with Halachas of Avdolah. With the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, a very famous Rambam. It's in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Chof Tes, Halacha Aleph. And the Rambam reads as follows. Mitzvahs asei min ha-teiru l'kadesh es ha-shabbos. To be mekadesh Shabbos, it's a mitzvah midiraisa. It's a mitzvah min ha-teiru. And how should you be mekadesh it? Bidvar. There are words that a person has to say in order to be mekadesh Shabbos. It's not... It would not suffice just to feel Kedusha Shabbos and to think about Kedusha Shabbos. You have to actually say something. Shenemar, Zohar es yom ha-shabbos l'kadesh. And the Gemara actually says over there that you say it bediber with words. Koloimar, Zohreyu, remember Zechiras Shvach v'kiddush. You should remember with a remembrance of using through praising Shabbos and being Mekadesh Shabbos. That's how you remember Shabbos. How you Meshabeach Shabbos? By speaking the words of Kiddush. V'tzorech l'zachrayu, you remember it when? B'knisoso yubitiyosa, you remember it when it arrives, as Shabbos begins, and as Shabbos leaves. B'knisoso b'kiddush, says the Rambam. When Shabbos begins, you remember it with Kiddush, the nusach of Kiddush that we say. B'kiddush hayoyim ubitiyosa b'havdalah. So I think it's very, very clear, and the Rambam will see in a moment in the Magid Mishnah, that according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Kid of Havdalah is a mitzvah midoraisa, right? It's a Torah obligation. Where is this Torah obligation? Zohar Esyem HaShabbos L'Kadshe. To remember Shabbos, being the Kad of Shabbos the Rambam holds, is not only when Shabbos begins, it's also when Shabbos ends. So you have the mitzvah of Havdalah, which is a part of Kiddush. Really, there are two parts of one mitzvah, the mitzvah of Kiddush when Shabbos begins. The mitzvah of Kiddush by day is really an altogether different idea. And then you have Havdalah at the end of Shabbos. Shabbos is bookended on either side by the mitzvah of Zohar Esyem Shabbos Akacha, which basically demonstrates that Shabbos is different than the rest of the week. When you begin Shabbos, you put aside the previous 6 days, and then when Shabbos ends, also you make Havdalah to show that Shabbos is sanctified and different than the following 6 days. It's really the same idea. That's the Rambam. Now, the Magen Mishnah, you look on the side of here, speaks out. Then, based on the Rambam, it appears clearly from the Rambam, that Havdalah is a Chiyuv Midai Raisa V'hu Bechlal Zachar. Which mitzvah is it? It's the mitzvah of Zachar. However, says the Magen Mishnah, V'ra'isi HaMefarshim, I have seen in some of the other Rishonim, Zal Chalukah Mezeh, they disagree with the Rambam. Yesh Seivim Kiddush, Chalukah means they have a machlokes about this point. Yesh Seivim, there are those that hold Kiddush Rabbeinu. Some hold like the Rambam. V'af Al Gav, and although it's true, the Gemara Perek Avi Psachim, in the Gemara of Psachim, Ein Sham Elo Zachriyo Alayayim B'Knisosei. The Gemara over there only says Zachriyo Alayayim B'Knisosei. It doesn't say B'Yitziyosei. So where did the Rambam get this from? B'Yitziyosei. The mitzvah of Kiddush, which is mentioned in the Gemara, is only B'Knisos HaShabbos, which is Kiddush that we know. Ein Li Elo B'Alayla. No mention of Havdalah. Mikol Mokoyim, however, we learn it out from where? Yalfinon Leim Edichsiv. It says in the Pasuk, and this is a Pasuk in Parashas Shmini Ula Havdil, which is the Gemara learns out the mitzvah of Havdalah from the fact that it says Ula Havdil Bein HaTameh Bein HaTor, Parashas Shmini, where it talks about the behemoths which we are permitted to eat and the ones that we are not permitted. It says Ula Havdil Bein HaTameh Bein HaTor. The Gemara learns out that there's an inyan being mavdil between things that are sanctified and holy and things that are mundane. So too you have the concept of Havdalah separating between Shabbos and the weekday. So it's true, the Gemara does bring a pasuk as a source for Havdalah. K'moshe kasav perek yidiyas hatoma, v'loshen mechilto, zocher esyem ha-shabos, kacheyu bebracha, ubevir omar, in the explanation of the mechilto it says, zochreyu alayayin, v'omru gamkein kadesheyu b'knisosoy, v'kadesheyu b'tziyosoy. So there is a mechilto, it seems, that does seem to already mentioned something along the lines of the Rambam that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush B'Yitziyasei. So again, when the Gemara talks about the Zohar, it says, what's the mitzvah? Kiddush, Friday night Kiddush. Then there's a different Gemara that says, Lahavdil. And the Gemara says, you learn that from Lahavdil to make Havdalah. But that Gemara already we'll see is the subject of a Machlokes. Is that a literal drasha? Does it mean that Havdalah is Midaraisa? Again, the pasuk of Zohar, Siyam HaShabbos L'Kachay that the Rambam refers to, says the Magen Mishnah, if you look in the Gemara, does not mention Havdalah. It only mentions Kiddush. Where is the Makar of Havdalah from this pasuk of Lahavdil? Is that really a real drasha to say that it's a Chiyam Midaraisa? Not so pashash. Yesh Oimrim, Shahavdalah Eina Elam Midivrei Sefer. Havdalah is only Midirabana. Aval HaKiddush Hudvar Torah. Now, right away the Magen Mishnah gets to the point of the halach of women. Vida. You should know, says the Magen Mishnah. Shiladivri HaKoyel, according to everybody, meaning, regardless of whether you hold that the Chiyuv of Kiddush is of Havdalah, I should say, is Midiraisa or Midirabanan, regardless of what your opinion is, Divri HaKoyel, Echad Anoshim VeEchad Anoshim Chayoven. You should know, everybody holds that women are Chayiv. Heim BeKiddush Hayoim, Umemra Mufureshes, He, Noshim Chayoves BeKiddush Hayoim VaTeira. They're certainly Chayiv in Kiddush, and that already we said is clear in the Gemara. V'naf galon, and how do I know that? Because it says Zohar v'shamar, and we know there's a hekesh of Zohar v'shamar. Meaning, usually, what does it mean? Why should women not be obligated to make Yiddish? Because we know that women are potter from mitzvah saseh shazman groma. However, since there's a hekesh from Zohar to shamar, and of course women are mechuyev to keep Shabbos, shamar they're not allowed to transgress the lametes malachis. So if they have to keep Shabbos, they're also obligated to be mekadesh Shabbos, the positive mitzvah saseh of being mekadesh Shabbos. Kol sheyeshna b'shamar. Also as Zohar, something like you find like by Chametz and Matzah, there are other examples of this type of Hekesh. So women certainly are Mechuyev in Kiddush. So again, according to the Rambam, that Havdalah is part of Kiddush, so certainly it will follow that women are Mechuyev in Kiddush, and Mechuyev in Havdalah. Now it says the Magid Mishnah, if it's Min HaTorah like the Rambam holds, Nafgalon Chiyuva Dinasha Mehosam. So then, it would follow that women are Chayev in Kiddush and Havdalah as well. According to the other Rishonim, that there is no real source in the Torah for the Chiyuv of Havdalah, and the Chiyuv of Havdalah is only Midirabanan. Dumyo de Kiddush Teknua. Even according to them, the Chiyuv Midirabanan was established similar to the Chiyuv of Kiddush, which is said Friday night. And therefore, even though Havdalah also is Man Grama, of course Havdalah is only Matzah Shabbos, you can continue until Tuesday if you didn't say it, but even that is a limit, it is time bound. But the Takana was said similar to the Chiyuv of Kiddush, and therefore women are included in that Chiyuv. V'Rabbeinu Zal and the Rambam Sosam Kan, meaning the Rambam does not mention if women are Chayiv or they're Paki. He doesn't say a word about, he doesn't specify what halacha is about women. V'Kivu Shlehiskaben Ptur Mechlal Shin Chayavis. He says if the Rambam wanted to tell you that women are Paki, he would have to tell you that women are Paki. If he makes no mention at all, what that means is that everybody's Chayiv. He doesn't have to say men and women. If he says nothing, that means that both men and women are Mechuyiv in Havdalah. So again, you have over here the Magen Mishnah is bringing, there's a Machlokes Rishonim, if the Chiyuv of Havdalah is Midaraisa like the Rambam or only Midirabanan. But regardless, he says, women would be Mechuyiv even if it's only Midirabanan. Why? Because the Chachamim established it like mirrored on the Chiyuv of Kiddush. And the same way Kiddush, because I guess since it's a similar idea, again, even if you don't hold that it's part of the Mitzvah of Zachar, but the concept of the Mitzvah of Havdalah is again to sanctify and show that Shabbos is different than the other days of the week, and therefore, when they established this mitzvah midrabanan to make Havdalah on Mitzvah Shabbos, they established that not only are men mechuyev, but even women will be mechuyev, despite the fact that it's mitzvah saseh shazman grom. So that's the opinion of the Magen Mishnah. So if that's the case,
means by day or kiddush means kiddush in general?
No, it means kiddush by night. Actually, here he's referring kiddush by day means to be mekadosh the day of Shabbos. Yeah, it doesn't mean kiddush by day. Correct. Yes, Kiddush by day is it's not the same thing. It's Pasha, it's not a Birchsa Mitzvah. Anyways, so let's, that being said, what this would mean is that the obligation of a man and a woman in Havdalah is no different. If the man is Mechuyev Midaraisa, the woman is Mechuyev Midaraisa, because Zohar and Shamash, she's just like him. If the Chiyev is Midirabanan, but the Rabbanan was established in a certain manner, so the man has that midrabanan, the woman has that midrabanan. There is no difference so far between the man and the woman, so from what we've seen thus far. From the Rambam and the Magen Mishnah, whatever the man's chiv is, which that's a question with the raisa with the rabbanon, but the woman is on the exact same level as the man. Now, let's see the Beis Yosef on the next page. Beis Yosef is the smaller, is on the left hand column. It's just three lines. It starts Kosov Ba'arches Chaim, which is one of the Rishonim. The Beis Yosef quotes Kosov Ba'arches Chaim, Noshin Ein Mavdilois La'atzma. Women do not make Havdalah for themselves, which means that on Moitzei Shabbos, a woman wants to hear Havdalah, she should not be the one to make Havdalah for herself. Why? The Ein Havdalah Tuluya B'Shmiras Shabbos, since Havdalah is not dependent on Shmira Shabbos. He's obviously trying to point out that, what's he trying to say with that? It's not part of that hekesh of Zohar and Shomer. Havdalah has nothing to do with Shmira Shabbos. Elo Rabbonon Asmachu Akro. It's not Midaraisa, it's only Midarabbonon. The Rabbonon brought down a pasuk, Lahavdil ben Atomi ben Atar, that pasuk in Parsha Shmini, which is talking about kosher animals, but that's only an Asmachta, Asmachu Akro. But in essence, it's only Midarabbonon. And therefore, women are not mechuyev. What does he mean to say? Not only is it midirabbanon, but that midirabbanon is not based on the derais of kiddush. Again, the Magad Mishnah said that even if it's only midirabbanon, but the derabbanon reflected the mitzvah of kiddush, and therefore, since women are mechuyev in kiddush, they'll be mechuyev in this mitzvah of havdalah midirabbanon. Says the Aruch Chaim, no, this is an independent new mitzvah called havdalah, which has nothing to do with kiddush, and we know the mitzvah of havdalah is going to be a mitzvah of sasei man gram, and therefore, women are potter. So a woman should not make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos. So obviously there's an etzah, because if you're making Havdalah at home, your wife could listen, she can have the mitzvah. What's wrong with her having the mitzvah?
Does she have an
chiyuv? No, he's saying that she is not obligated. But if she wants to listen to you and fulfill a mitzvah, sure, she can always have schar for the mitzvah. But let's say you were not home, you're not home for Shabbos, and she's home alone, says the Aruch Chaim, she has no mitzvah to do it, and therefore she shouldn't say it. Now, we'll have to get to the issue in a moment that why can't she do it anyway? So she's not mechuyev. So let her do it anyway without the chiyuv. Okay, but we're going to get there in a minute. But what he's saying is that yes, if she's home with her husband or with a different man and he's making havdalah, go ahead. She can listen, answer amen. She'll fulfill a mitzvah. But if there's no man and she wants to make havdalah on her own, no. V'Rabbeinu Yoina Kasav. One second, Rabbeinu Yoina disagrees with that, and he writes Kasav the Keshem Shechayav is beKiddush Chayav is havdalah. The same way she's chayav in Kiddush, she's chayav in havdalah as well. What does that mean to say? That, well, it's not clear if he holds me there, ask me there, but again, these two mitzvahs are linked. The mitzvah of Havdalah and Kiddush are linked together, and therefore, the same way a woman is mechuyev in Kiddush, she's mechuyev in Havdalah. And therefore, he seems to imply the Beis Yosef that even if there is no man to make Havdalah for her, she should make Havdalah on her own. That's the implication of the words of Rabbeinu Yonah that the Beis Yosef is quoting. What were you asking, Pesach?
In the case of the Beis Yosef, it means that she should not go next door, for example, to hear Havdalah.
She can. She's not obligated to. She can. But what she's saying is, Im Avdilos La'atman means that she doesn't make Havdalah for herself.
Yeah, right.
But she wouldn't, even if she was home with you, she's not obligated to hear. If she's upstairs and she doesn't want to come down, she's not obligated. No problem. No mitzvah. She's not the. She would like to. It's a nice thing. It's a mitzvah, but she doesn't have to.
So this is always just talking about the regular Havdalah that we make. What is that when it's
Baruch
HaMavdil, just to say.
Oh, we'll get to that at the end. What about saying Baruch HaMavdil, which is something we're familiar with? Shulchan Aruch himself brings that women may say Baruch HaMavdil.
She's allowed to do malacha, what happened? When the Zman comes, she's allowed to do malacha.
That's what he's talking about. What about saying Baruch HaMavdil? Let's get to that at the end. We'll first focus here on the Nusach, the Baruch of Avdol that we know, and then we'll come back at the end to Baruch HaMavdil. Okay.
Nobody so far said, oh, yeah.
Nobody said, oh, yeah. First of all, the Rambam doesn't subsequently say, oh, yeah. Tell you why he doesn't say Alayayin. Because Alayayin is Midrabon. If you look further in the Rambam, in Perek Vav, in Halach Vav, he says, Midivri Sefim Lekadosh Alayayin Lahavdal Alayayin. So it's true. We're not talking about wine yet, but even without wine, there's still a bracha of Hamavdil, right? Or if there wouldn't be wine, would there be a bracha? Or you would just say, without a bracha, I don't know what the Nusach would have been. But
just say bracha
Hamavdil. Right. No, so seemingly women would be pater even from that. Seemingly women would be pater even from that. I mean, they have no mitzvah, and it would not be necessary for them to say even Baruch HaMavdi. Okay? Let's go back to it. Now, let's look at the Bach for a minute. And the Bach says as follows. Kosov, it's on the same page over here, the other column. Starts at the top of the column. Kosov HaBach. Kosov Beis Yosef Simezev Zel Shoyne. He quotes this Beis Yosef that we just saw. Kosov Baruch HaSchaim. Noshen Eim Avdilos La'atzman. The Ein Havdalot Tluya B'Shmir Shabbos. El Rabban Asmachu Akrov. Rabban Yehuda Kosav, that no, Kishem Shechayov is Bekiddish, the same thing too, the Chayov is Bavdol Ad Kalashayin. Now, says the Beis Yosef, the Bach, Venira, the Machloikis Zeh, Toloi B'machloikis Shehevia Rav HaMagid, Reish Perikov text. He says, this Machloikis, if women can make Havdol on their own, really depends on the Machloikis that the Magid Mishnah brought that we saw a moment ago. What's that Machloikis? The Rambam says, the Rambam holds that Havdol Gam Kein Dvar Torah. Midich Siv Zochas Yema Shabbos L'Kadshin. U'Pirish Zachar Yishchir Shabbos V'Kidusha V'Tzarech Zachar B'Chnisasi V'Tziyosai. You have to remember Shabbos Min HaTorah, when it comes in and when it leaves, B'Kidusha V'Kidusha Yom V'Tziyosai B'Avdolah. Delfize, according to the opinion of the Rambam, that you have to remember Min HaTorah B'Kidusha U'V'Tziyosai. K'shem Shechayov is Hanosha B'Kidusha Yom Dvar Torah. Af Alpi Shemitzah Haseh Shazman Gromahu. But still, they are Machoy Midichsev Zocha V'Shomar. Kol Sheyeshne B'Shmiro Yeshne B'Schira. Hachanami Chayov is B'Avdol Vater. So too, they'll also be Machoy V'Avdol, according to the Rambam. Olufize, if that's the case. Afilu k'shanashim hein la'atim, even if a woman's on her own, she has no man around to make havdala for her. V'lo yanashim, chayov is b'havdala. Certainly, she would be obligated to make havdala for herself. K'shem shechayov is b'kiddush hayom. Avo, we saw the Magen Mishnah said, yesh gedolim cholkim. Some gedolim disagreed with the Rambam. Sha'af be'anashim, even for a man, ein mitzvah havdala el midivrei seferim. The whole mitzvah havdala is only midirabban. And here, therefore, hilkoch nashim peturos af midivrei seferim. Diki von de mitzvah sase shaz man gromo bidoi raisa noshem peturois lefikach loy chayvu chachomim lenoshem bahavdolo dizman gromo. Now, he says an interesting thing. He's obviously disagreeing with the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah said as follows. That according to the Rambam, mitzvah havdolo is midaraisa. And if it's midaraisa because it says zochas yem ha-shabbos l'kadshoi, that applies both to men and to women equally. Even if there is no chiv midaraisa, said the Magen Mishnah, and the chiv of Havdol is only midarabanan. However, the chachamim were misaking that mitzvah to reflect the mitzvah of kiddush, and therefore the man is mechoy midarabanan and the woman is mechay midarabanan. But the Bach says no, that's not the case. If the chiv of Havdol, like the other rishonim say, is only midarabanan, he said then it's a brand new chiv, and when the chachamim made this mitzvah of Havdalah, they said, listen, the mitzvah is only Matzah Shabbos, or Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's time-bound. This mitzvah says Shazman Groma. They did not obligate women in this chiv. So here you already have a permutation of, I don't know if that's the right word. You see already there's a chiluk over here in the chiv of men and women. This is the first time we're seeing a separation between a man and a woman. Where, if you hold that Havdalah is midrabbanan, according to what the Bach is explaining, that the Chiv Midrabanan was said for men, but not for women. Why? Because again, it wasn't linked and bound into the mitzvah of Kiddush. It's a new mitzvah. And this mitzvah is a mitzvah Seish Hazman Grama, which we know women are part of from, and therefore, only a man is Mechoy Ben Abdallah, and women not. That's the explanation there of Rabbeinu Yoy, of the Urchis Chaim, who said, women should not make Abdallah. Why not? He obviously disagreed with the Magen Mishnah. Number one, he says, because it's not a Chiv Menatayr. Number two, it's a chiv midirabanan, not minatayr, but not like the Magen Mishnah's understanding that this dirabanan reflects the mitzvah of Kiddush and applies equally to men and women. No, this is a new chiv midirabanan, and this new mitzvah is a mitzvah which is man grama, therefore it's only for men and not for women. So again, this is still a subject of machlokes. Some hold that havdalah is midiraisa, and therefore men and women are mechuyav equal. Some hold it's midrabanan, and therefore the Chachamim only gave it to men and not to women. That's where we stand right now. Now, let's skip a little bit to where you see the bolt, to where the lines get wide. He brings Aval B'Shulchan Aruch.
So why can't women make it to be mostly other women?
Who says they can't? One second. The Beis Yosef said they shouldn't even say it to be mighty themselves. Let's say you have a woman home alone.
It's a rabbanan, so women can make it to be mighty other women.
Before you get to be mighty another woman, you have one woman in the house. Could she make Havdalah on her own? Should she make Havdalah on her own? The Beis Yosef seemed to say, Ein Mavdilos La'atzma. Which that word Ein, we'll see in a minute what that means. Ein Mavdilos. Let's see. Before you even get to her being mighty somebody else, could she even be, is she able to be mighty herself? Or, forget about Havdalah this week. She'll hear Havdalah next week when her husband comes home. Parshas Vayetze, no Avdala, but Yishlach shall have Avdala.
You didn't address it. I didn't address it.
We didn't touch that yet, but we definitely see that women do make a bracha, right? We find that women make a bracha when they take lulav, right?
Yeah.
Every woman who takes a lulav makes a bracha.
So
we'll get that. Let's get to that in a minute. So first of all, let's just see what the Bach continues. The Bach brings what the Shulchan Aruch obviously is going to bring. The Beis Yosef, we know, is the source for the Shulchan Aruch. It's the same person. Rabbi Yosef Kaya wrote the Beis Yosef, and then he wrote it more abbreviated in Shulchan Aruch. This Beis Yosef happens to be pretty brief itself, so it's not much shorter. But he brings the Shulchan Aruch over here. Avo b'Shulchan Aruch. It's the second wide line of the Bach. Avo b'Shulchan Aruch kasa v'zel l'shoyne. Noshim chayavis b'avdol. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch inside in a moment. Noshim chayavis b'avdol. Kishem shechayavis b'kiddush. That's obviously the opinion of the Rambam. You see, it goes together. V'yesh mishechaylech. And some disagree, and they hold that no, avdol is independent. V'kasa v'harav b'avdol. Now the Rambam quotes on that. There are more comments, I should say, on that, comments on that mechaber, and he says, Alkein, therefore, lo yavdilu la'atzman, therefore they should not make havdalah on their own, rather, rak yishmu havdalah min ha'anashim. They should make sure to hear havdalah, if they'd like to hear havdalah, from a man. Alkan l'shoni, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Now, says the Bach, mavur, it's clear from here, shahav hevin shema shekosav ha'orch eschaim. This is the Orch eschaim wrote, b'svar ha'rishoyna, Noshim ein mavdilis la'atzman, and that's going to be the opinion of the Rama over here, ein mavdilis la'atzman, haynu loymer, what that means is, the asurin la'atzman, they're not permitted to make. What does it say? The Mechaber says, some say women are mechuyiv, and some say they're not mechuyiv. Says the Rama, therefore they should not make havdalah for themselves, they should make sure to hear from a man. So what does that mean? The asurin, they cannot make on their own, women hear from a man. She wants to let her hear from her husband. She doesn't want to let her make it on her own. So she's not obligated. But she's not allowed to make Havdalah. That's what the Rama seems to indicate. He seems to say she should make sure to hear it from somebody else. And if she doesn't want to hear from somebody else, she's not allowed to. That's what it seems like from the Rama. That's the Bach's comment over here. She should make sure to hear from a man. But obviously why? Because she's not allowed to do it on her own. Says the Bach, Vishar Le Mari, he should be Michael. Lama Le Avdu La Atzman. Why can't she make Havdalah on her own? The Bein Shahanashim Chayavis Menatera. Certainly, according to the Rambam, that she is obligated Menatera to make Havdalah. And even if not, the Bein Shein Einu Chayavis Midvartera. Ela Medivir Seferim. Even if the Chiv is only Medivir Seferim. Not only that, even according to what we saw a moment ago, Vafil Einu Chayavis Klal. Let's say the mitzvah of Havdalah is not linked to the mitzvah of Kiddush. And it's an independent mitzvah. And the Chachamim said the mitzvah is only for men. And women are not obligated in this mitzvah at all. But she's not allowed to do it. Why not? A woman always has the option to obligate herself or to fulfill the mitzvah that she's not obligated to do. You know, a lady who doesn't make the greatest effort to get to shul tiyat ki shayfer. Do we know of a woman who doesn't take lulav? They were machnises atzma lechiv, right? The women were so excited to do the mitzvah that they were makabled upon themselves. So if a woman wants to be makabled upon herself to say havdalah, she's not permitted to say havdalah. What's the pshat in the Rama? She should only hear it from a man. You could say lechatchila, or she could hear it from a man. She has to hear it only from a man. Ella. The same way women, we don't pass like this halacha mamash, but Shulchan Aruch has brought that women can make their own mezumin. We don't do it, but apia halacha, the women can make their own mezumin, even though there's no chiyuv. I think what he means to say is over here that certainly a woman wouldn't be mitzi men. That may not be tznius, but like you mentioned, a woman or a group of women together, so they join together. What's the problem? There's no issue. They're not mingling with the men, so. Let them make Havdalah. Says the Bach, he's making a big mistake.
But to be a shefer, they don't make a bracha though when they go to shul. Nobody ever makes a bracha, a woman.
Wait, when they go to shul, they're listening to the men.
One
second. So we'll get to that in a minute. Let's say they're not going to shul. Let's say a woman couldn't make it to shul. And somebody came to the house to make Tekiya Shefer for her.
And they make the bracha, yeah.
The woman makes the bracha, correct. Elo Shahadova Bar, says the Bach, it's absolutely clear. De'eina Mavdilis La'atzman. This, that the Beis Yosef said, Ein Mavdilis La'atzman, in the name of the Aruch HaShchayim Pirusha, what that means is, they're not obligated to make Havdalah. And if a woman misses Havdalah, so she missed Havdalah. The chiyuv of the rabbanon ainu ella ba'anoshim v'le benoshim. This mitzvah of the rabbanon was only established for men, not for women. Umiu says the Bach haminigu da'afilu kushehin lahatzma. Even if women are on their own, there are no men around to make havdalah for them. Chayovim ba'avdalah. It seems they're chayovim because they accepted it upon themselves, like Shefer and Lulu. V'shoyim havdalah mipi ha'anoshim. So they listen to it from men. Umikomokim im ha'isha yechay lahavdalah ba'atzma. If she wants to, or she can, and therefore she should. La'havdalah ba'atzma, ma'avdalah ba'atzma. She can make her own havdalah. It's no problem whatsoever. Ba'afilu yesham anoshim sheyecholah l'shmoy mipiyin. Even if there are men around who could be mitzi here, afil hachi, rasha, v'shalta, la'havdalah ba'atzma, could appreciate. Mr. Rosenberg asked what that means, she's shalta. It sounds like she has enough strength, like she's independent enough. Don't squash the women. A woman wants to make havdalah even on her own, let her do it. She has the ability and the
woman's rights,
exactly, right? She's shalta, she's independent, she can do what she wants. She wants to make her own havdalah, let her make her own havdalah. She's not obligated to hear bedafka from a man. And again, this is the tip, in mavdilas la'atzma, means she's not obligated to make her, let's say this week she can't make it, or it's a big tircha for her to hear havdalah, so she won't hear havdalah. As I state in the back. Now, let's see what it says in the Shulchan Aruch over here. Turn to the next page, this we've really seen before in the Beis Yosef. The Mechaber says over here in Reish Tzadik Vav, Siv Ches, Noshim Chayovis, it's the bottom line of this page, Noshim Chayovis b'havdolon, Kashem Shechayovis b'kiddush. That's the first opinion. And Yesh Mishachayuk, some old no, havdolon is independent. Hagah, says the Ramah Al-Kain, Lo Yavdilu La'atzman, Rak Yishma havdolon min ha'anoshim. Now we saw that what? The Bach disagrees. So look in the right column over here, in the Magen Avram Sifkot Yod Aleph, Lo Yavdilu La'atzman, Ubach Chosav, and the Bach says, no. Even according to the opinion that she's not obligated to make havdalah, they're permitted to. Vahaminig says the Bach, even if there are men, she's not obligated to listen dafka from them. Looks like there's a word missing over here. Even though she could hear from them, they can make their own avdala as well. I don't know what it means. That's the minig lemaisa. Our minig certainly is that women listen to the man, right? If there's a man around, if there's a husband in the house, a father in the house, the woman does listen to a man. I'm not sure if he means to say that at that time the minig was women bedafka did not listen to men, they made their own avdala, or it means that they permitted to do so. Ve'efshe, says the Magen Avraham. Didas Ramah, sheyesh. The mitzvah sheyesh ba'asiya. So now the question is, what was the Ramah saying? The Ramah clearly seems to say, and we very often follow the Ramah. There are a lot of nashas follow the Ramah. The Ramah seems to say women are not permitted to make havdalah on their own. Why not? Well, what's wrong? She could be mekayim shayfer. She could be mekayim luluf. These are mitzvahs which she's not obligated. Why shouldn't the woman be allowed to make havdalah? Says the Magen Avraham. Ve'efshir. Now perhaps the das Ramah, that the opinion of the Ramah is the mitzvah sheyesh ba'asiya. A mitzvah where there's a mitzvah to do a certain mitzvah. Now, if you do the mitzvah, you make a bracha on the mitzvah. Meaning there are two aspects. The mitzvah is the mitzvah. On the mitzvah, you make a bracha. What's the mitzvah of shofar? To make a bracha? No, the mitzvah of shofar is to hear the shofar. When you hear the shofar, you make a bracha. The mitzvah of lulav is to take the lulav. On that mitzvah, you make a bracha. On that type of mitzvah, women can also perform the mitzvah on their own. When you have a mitzvah, the whole mitzvah is just to make a bracha. That's it. You don't make a bracha to do something. The entire mitzvah is to make the bracha, which is that's havdalah. Havdalah, you just make a bracha. That's it. That's the end of the mitzvah. That type of mitzvah, he says, could go in kam, like over here, ein rashos. She's not permitted to make. The efshe de mehai taima, it continues on the next page, again on the right-hand side. Is it interesting women are not Makadosh Levana? Was there a Makadosh Levana last night? I wasn't here for Shabbos. I was in Lakewood. There was a Levana in Lakewood. Was there a Levana here?
Yes.
There was a Levana here. So Makadosh Levana. Have you ever heard of a woman who's Makadosh Levana? Never, right? I've never heard of it. Says there in Magen Avraham, why? Perhaps the same reason. Levana also is Mitzvah Seishas Magrama, right? Kiddush Levana, it's limited to a certain time of the month. Yeah. But so is Lulav, so is Shaifa, yes. But Levani says, there's no mitzvah to do anything. The whole mitzvah is, make the bracha. Those type of mitzvahs, women, for some reason, did not, maybe they didn't accept it upon themselves, or we don't want them to make those, to perform those kinds of mitzvahs.
At night, when the woman is at night,
That's another reason why it's man grama. It certainly is man grama, but lulav and shofar also is man grama. So why do they do it in this not? He says, because here, there's no mitzvah to perform besides for the bracha itself. So he wants to link the mitzvah of Havdalah and Kiddush Levana together and say, you see that there's a common denominator over here, that where you have a mitzvah where the whole mitzvah is just to say the bracha, that women don't do.
But halal?
Halal?
Halal is not a bracha, it's more than a bracha. Is that really
no. Why can't you say it's more than a bracha? Meaning you make a bracha on reciting. It's true that, I mean, like I said, halal is different than lulav and shofar, that there's no, it's dibur, it's not maisa, correct? Meaning that a shofar, there's a mitzvah, it's called considered a mitzvah. You listen, you don't act with your hands, but these are all mitzvahs that you perform physically. Masha en kein, halal is something which you say with your mouth, but you can still distinguish and say you make a bracha, and you make a bracha on likraya sahala. Here, the mitzvah is to make the bracha of Havdalah. There's no nusach. The nusach of Havdalah is a bracha. Let's put aside for a moment the psukim, which the minig is to say, that's just a minig to say in the beginning, before you say the bracha of Havdalah. But the actual nusach of Havdalah is that last bracha, is also Hagafen and Psalm and all that, we'll get to that in a minute, but that last bracha, which that is the mitzvah of Havdalah, and that's a bracha itself. The kapitlach film that you say in halal, that is the essence of halal. And then you make a bracha on that.
You see, back Sfarim, they don't make a bracha on halal.
But that's a different reason. I'm saying that.
But you see, the bracha is not filling the halal. It's like halal.
Correct. Okay, well, that's correct. But I in Sibitoko Peites, the Mekfar Hevdi La'acherim, Aser La'havdi La'noshim. That if, there's another, the Mekfar Hevdi La'acherim, Aser La'havdi La'noshim. Let's say, here's another question. We keep on talking about if a woman can make havdalah. Let's say a woman has to hear Havdalah. She says, oh, listen to a man. But the husband says, no, I already made Havdalah. Right? You came home so late. Where were you? I made Havdalah already. She says, make Havdalah again for me. Havdalah again. I already made Havdalah. So Friday night, if she didn't hear Kiddush, what would he do? He would make Kiddush again. Correct? If a woman doesn't hear Kiddush Friday night, and you already made Kiddush, you say, I'll make Kiddush a second time. There's a concept of Arvus. That in order for them, you have an obligation to make sure that they fulfill their mitzvah, and therefore, you would say it again. But if they're not obligated to make Havdalah, well, you can make Havdalah again for them, whatever for. So the halacha would be, he says, that a man does not make Havdalah a second time to be mighty a woman. Upashut, he says, at the end, there are Shem Levarach La'atman al-Absam Malakais, because the Birchus Hananim, that everyone would agree. A woman could certainly make Hagafen. She can make Psalmim. She can make Hagafen on Monday morning too, or on Wednesday. You want to drink grape juice or wine? Make Hagafen. Even if you're milking of Havdalah, what could be so terrible making Hagafen and drinking a cup of wine? Okay, we'll do it afterwards.
He doesn't say the Nair here.
Oh, we'll get to Nair in a minute. Correct. Correct. And also, she can make the Bracham B'Sam. B'Sam is a Birch Sanen. You can make a B'Sam and you can kippur the pastor on B'Sam. A woman can make a Bracham B'Sam whenever she wants. But then, just you see the end of the Magen Rambam, he says, V'ikr k'dever bach. At the end of the day, he says, is the Ikr Halach is like the Bach, which means that a woman is permitted to make Havdalah for herself. Even though he's trying to figure out what to be malam etchus, what's the pshat in the Ramah, but the Ramah says, lo yavdu la'atzman, but lamais, he says, the ikr is like the bach, like you said, that women can make havdalah for themselves. However, the question still remains that if you have a woman who has not made havdalah yet, and her husband has already made havdalah, which one is better? Should she rather make havdalah on her own, or should her husband say havdalah again to be mighty? Let's say she says, I don't want to make havdalah. Grape juice, Matzah Shabbos, wine, but I don't want to drink wine. You make Havdalah for me. You make Havdalah for you. You're not Mechuyev. If you want your own mitzvah, so do it yourself. Which one of the two ways is more is preferential?
Yes, to do it every week. Because we're Havdalah in Marek. You get to Havdalah.
Again, there is the din of Havdalah ala Kais. There's a separate mitzvah. There is a mitzvah of Havdalah ala Kais. Could have already. Now, it's true. It's true, but it's not true. In essence, once a person says, Atachen Antanu, he really fulfilled his mitzvah in their eyes. But he didn't. You know why? Because since you know that you're going to go home and make Havdalah ala Kais, that is what you have in mind. You have in mind that your Iker Havdalah, it permits you to do Malacha. But what you want is that your mitzvah should be ala Kais, because that's the Iker Takonis HaKonim to make it ala Kais. And therefore, that's where you want to fulfill your mitzvah in their eyes.
Why can't you say Kashi Deyes Bakidish?
There's such a thing over there.
I don't answer that.
Well, that's why you should sing Shabbos to your wife.
You could say a good tavach over yours, so that's a question.
Okay, whatever.
A good tavach is different than a good Shabbos. There's a big tshuva in the tzitzel. He adds it from that. They had a whole problem in Eretz Yisrael where people, much more of an issue over there than over here, that all the taxi drivers are Jewish. Right? So how can you call the taxi driver to come pick you up on the Shabbos? The guy didn't make Havdalah yet. So his whole tshuva that you should tell the taxi driver a good tavach. That's a question. What exactly does that accomplish? A good tavach doesn't say anything about Shabbos. It's not. It doesn't say anything that Shabbos is a good tavach. So you're giving a bracha for the coming week. What does that have to do with Shabbos? I don't want to get involved in that discussion. Anyways, but the Magen Avraham certainly says that the Ikar Halacha is like the Bach, that women can make Havdol. Now, what's the Halacha? Should they make Havdol on their own, or should a man be Mavdil for them? Let's wrap up over here. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here in Reish Tzadik Vav. Siv Katan Lamed Vav, says the Mishnah Berurah, Min Ha'anashim, V'im Ha'anashim, Kfar Hivdil La'atzman. If the man was already Yotze Mitzvah Havdolah, he made Havdalah on his own. Oishin is Kavim Lotzis Beveis Hakneses. Or they were Yotze and Shul, which that was the meaning to make Havdalah and Shul as well. Lo Yavdilu. They should not make Havdalah Kedei Lohitzio Hanoshim. Im Ein Shom Scharim Gedoilu Mektanim Shem Men. Unless there are other men who he's also being Maitzi. Why? Dilaha Yesh Chalkim to Brach Levatol. According to those who hold that women are not Machoyim, it's a Brach Levatol. Why is it a Brach Levatol? Why is it a Brach Levatol? Because even if a woman wants to be Yotze by herself, but she has no Chiyuv, and if she has no Chiyuv, so then this bracha that he's making also has no. How can he make a bracha? What's his bracha? Why is he making Havdalah? To be Moitzi somebody else who still is Mechuyiv. But if she's not Mechuyiv, he can't make it. She could volunteer on her own, but she can't volunteer him. She can't volunteer him. Even if she wants to be Yotze the mitzvah, she can. But she's not obligated to. And if she's not obligated to, he cannot make a bracha for her. And if he does, his bracha is a bracha of Atal. V'hine, b'seif v'zechor l'avram b'erech havdala, he brings v'chein b'seif b'rik yesef, which is the chidah, he view kama paiskim, v'sfir le, da'afilu mi shehivdil, kvar yochal l'havdi b'shvil hanoshim. Why? I imagine that they're relying on the opinion of the mechaber, which that women are indeed m'chuyev in havdala. Mikol Malkam says the Mishnah Berurah, lama lanu l'hachnes atzman b'chashash sofik l'ni bracha. Why should a person get himself involved in a question of a bracha l'batala, sofik of a bracha l'batala? Achrei dehi yichay l'havdol atzma. Let her make it on her own. Akamoy shekasal d'besif ha'kot na'kaidim, v'ayim ha'ashe kasal b'yalachol in yibir chesaner, we'll get to in a minute. Imi shechayeves t'bom k'shem v'rech l'atzma. But says the Mishnah Berurah that the preferential course of action should be that who should make havdala? She should do it on her own. She says, make havdala for me. She says, I made havdala already. What should she do? She should make havdala. Yeah, she could drink the wine. Even though we say women should not drink the wine from Havdalah, but she can. So, who should make Havdalah? The woman should make Havdalah on her own. If the man, again, the best way is she should hear it from a man who did not make Havdalah yet. She should make sure to get to somebody's house. If she couldn't make it, and she's on her own now, she should make it by herself. Now, what if she doesn't want to? Bishop says, she should do it anyways, right? But there is a way out over here. The Aruch HaShulchan, we'll look on the next page, says, look at the Aruch HaShulchan on the next page. It's in Sifkaten Hey, at the bottom of the second column. He writes, V'ra'isi mi shekosa, the ish shekvar hevdil, lo yavdil b'shvil noshim, k'moy sho'ish in a mevarach al shef b'shvil noshim. Like we mentioned before, let's say a woman wants to hear tekiya shofar. She didn't come to shul. Right? So Shlomi, you go around to different people's houses to be meisim tekiya shofar because they couldn't, they're ill, they're not well, they can't come to shul. So a woman... So she says, I'm going to make a bracha. You make the bracha for me. We make the bracha. I was already yotze my mitzvah. I was in shul. So Allah is the woman should make the bracha. So Zotar HaShulchan, some say that over here the same is true. That if a woman did not hear, that if the man made Havdol already, the woman should make her own Havdol. By shofar, a woman is not obligated to fulfill mitzvah shofar at all. And therefore, even though they want to be fulfilled shofar, it's not enough that a man should say a bracha again to be mitzvah them. Aval havdalah, l'roi v'apayiskim, he says, at the end of the day, the majority of the payiskim hold chayavis. So again, the Aruch HaShulchan is relying on the fact that most payiskim hold that women are indeed mechuyev in havdalah. So it's true. It's better they should hear it from a man. Why? Because some hold they're not mechuyev, so better let her hear it from somebody else. But since most places more that they are mechuyev. So therefore, even if she did not hear it from the man originally, and now she says, make Havdalah for me again, he can make Havdalah for her again, She need not make Havdalah on her own. And therefore, if they can, it will be better. Even though Hashulchan agrees, it's better for the woman to make it on her own, because some hold that she really does not have an obligation. Which many women will say that they cannot. They're uncomfortable making Havdalah. It's you know, feels they're out of place. They feel strange making Havdalah. Mutter, not only is a mutter, u'mitzvah le'ish la'asos b'shvilon Havdalah. Shekain das Rav HaPoskim. The woman says, I'm uncomfortable, please make Havdalah for me again. He should go ahead. Not only should he should, he says it's a mitzvah for him to make Havdalah. Why? Because Lamai said the majority of the Poskim agree, like the Rambam, or even not like the Rambam, even if you hold that the mitzvah is midrabanan, but they would go with the Magid Mishnah, that the mitzvah midrabanan was given even to women, both to men and to women equally. And therefore, even though he made Havdalah again, but the same way we find by Kiddush, that if a woman did not hear Kiddush, or if anyone didn't hear Kiddush, you could repeat Kiddush a second time to be mighty them. Then Havdalah, you can repeat it a second time. Now, let's just get to the last piece over here, 934, about Ner. There was a clear omission in the Magen Avraham that he said that a woman, he said, certainly could make the bracha of Hagafen. No issue with that. You can always make Hagafen. You can always make Besamen. What happened to Birchas Ner? That's the other bracha. Ner. Ma'ire ma'ire o'esh. Says the Bir. I'll turn back now to the Mishnah Berurah. And look at the Bi'alach Allah Abdul Atman. Ayin Magen Avraham. You see the Mishnah Berurah? No, one that way. One more. Yeah, the Bir Alacha. The second page. No, happy at that one. Bir Alacha. Bir Alacha. You see the hand? Lo Yavdiu La'atzman. Ayin Magen Avraham Shekosov. The Pasha, the Rashon Levarech. La'atzman al besamim v'alakais. The birchas hanenene. Big deal. You can always make besamim and kais. Veha deloy nakat magen avam birchas haner. There's a clear omission. What happened to Bari Mari Aish? The birchas haner laf birchas hanahu. It's not considered birchas. You ever wonder what's the nature? Bari Mari Aish. Is it like the same idea as making besamim? You enjoy the besamim, you make a bracha. You enjoy your wine, you make hagafen. You enjoy the light, so you make Bari Mari Aish. Says the birch. No, that's not true. Deloy nitzkan al anas ha'or. If you strike a match on Tuesday, you also make Bar Mareish? No, only Matzah Shabbos. If you smell B'Samim on Tuesday, you make a bracha. So obviously, Bar Mareish is not a regular Birchas HaNenin. Even if you were to say that women are Mechoyim, and maybe they even Mechoyim Midaraisa, Im Chayavis for Birchas HaNenin, maybe they're not Mechoyim for Birchas HaNenin. The Bishlam HaHavdalah. If you Havdalah is one thing, why after who's man grama still nechleles b'mitzvah the zachar shehi shayeches l'shabbos? We said that what it's connected to the mitzvah of zachar siyam shabbos, which women are mechuyev in that mitzvah, and therefore women fulfill that mitzvah. Kama shkasev aramba, but that's just the bracha of Havdalah. Afilu madam the rabbanon domia the kiddush tiknua masheen keiner, which is really an independent mitzvah. She niskan al brias ha'or b'moitzay shabbos sheena shayachal l'shabbos klal. It has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Zachar Siyam Shabbos L'Katshei. Since light was created, the fire was created on Matzah Shabbos, this is the appropriate time to make the bracha. He's my girl, me noli the chayavis. The ain loimer, don't tell me, kiven the nekvah, you see that the chazal put it into the part of the whole Havdalah, so it becomes like Havdalah. Chod adina lehu. Ze'enoi, dove ze'enoi. Deho yecholon levarich oiso bifnei atzma. Gamkin, let's say you don't have a ner while you're making Havdalah. And somebody brings it 10 minutes later. Right, they couldn't find the candles, but they couldn't wait, so they made Havdalah without a ner. And later they brought a ner. The halacha is you make Bar Mareish on its own. Or another example would be Mitzvah Shabbos of Tisha B'Av. You can't make Havdalah because you can't drink and you can't be nether from the Besamim, but Bar Mareish you make right away after Shabbos, even though it's Tisha B'Av. So you see, it's independent. It doesn't go together. V'gam ein mechuyev lachzer achar ha'or. So you see, it's independent. It comes in Reish Hadiches. If you don't have it, you're not mechuyev to go find it. Ulai kivud lechatchila mitzvah sadim biachad chad adin alu. But then the Mishnah B'Alacha says, "V'yoyis enochen leimar, the eino chayeves bebirchas ener l'kul yamulet." He says it would appear to him that she's not mechuyev. So it would come back to the B'Alacha that if a woman makes havdalah for herself, she should skip bari bari oish. And the same would be true if a man is repeating havdalah to be mighty a woman. So again, he can make psalmim again because he's smelling psalmim for a second time. He didn't have a mind to be mighty. He didn't realize his wife was going to come home, and he's going. Well, he didn't have a mind, so he makes it again. Or she can make the psalmim. There's certainly nothing wrong with him making Havdalah, and she'll make the Besamim. And Hagafen certainly, and Havdalah we saw also, he can make Havdalah for. But Boyer Marei, she would leave out according to the Allah. But Lamaisa, you look on the next page, actually turn two pages, because you have to pass over the Aruch HaShulchan, and you go to the Aruch Igris Moshe, you'll see, there are Moshe disagrees with this, he writes, it's actually in Chayshe Mishpat, Chelek, Chayshe Mishpat, Chelek Bey, Simen Mem Zayin Ois Beis. And the reason why it's in Chayshe Mishpat is because the first question the person addressed him was in Chayshe Mishpat, but then he asked him a question about Havdalah. So it was in the same letter, so he included it in the same tshuva. So in Ois Beis, the Ramesha writes, Vihine, Besveikis Mishnah Brura Bir Alacha, Benoshim, Shekosav Magan Avram, Simon Reish Tzadik Vav, Upashish Rashon Lavorach Al Psom Vala Kais, the Magan Avram said they can make on Psomim and Kais, the Birch Saner and him, Vuloi Nokad Gam Birch Saner, and the Magan Avram left that Birch Saner, Vashur Hubid Afku, maybe it was deliberate that he left it at. Af Lamasha Mask of Magan Avram, the Ikka Kidib Rabach Tanoshim of Dias Atzman, maybe still, even if they can make Havdalah, Mikomakam Loyvarch Vala Arab, that they should leave out. Vachain Masik, the Yoise Nachan, the Bialacha says, Yoise Nachan Leimar, the Eino Chayavis Bircha Saner, Vulei Masik, Klum Le'in and Rashois Lavarach Bircha Saner. He doesn't say how they permit it. It says they're not obligated. Olani has died to Yesh Lehen Lavarach Al Bircha Saner. Rabbi Moshe says, women should make Bari Mare Eish, the Chayin, Ha-Mashma, Mimashma, Mechaba Kosal, Vadeh, Rishayna, Stam Dinash Chayavis Havdala, Vulei Masik, Abulei Tvarach Al Nei. He says, one second. You have an opinion, Shulchan Aruch, that says women are Mechuyiv and Havdala, which would mean they're equal to men. So the Mechaber should have said, they're Mechuyiv and Havdalah, but just remember, don't make Bar Mar Eish. And the Mechaber made no such mention. So obviously you see that at whatever level a woman is Mechuyiv and Havdalah, Bar Mar Eish will go right along with that. It is part of the Nusach, and it always follows the mitzvah of Havdalah. So again, if she's being Yotze with her husband, she's Yotze Bar Mar Eish together with her husband. If she's making on her own, she would make all the brachas, including Bar Mar Eish. And where is this very Negeya, that a woman should make Bar Mar Eish? Let's say a woman, she's always home with her husband. Her husband's always mighty here. Where would it come up, a question of a woman making Bar Mar Eish? Pesach. Very good. Why? Because many have the minig that Pesach by night, all the Bnei Mishpacha recite Kiddush together. Everyone says the whole Kiddush, right? Yeah. So what about when you have Leil Pesach as Matzah Shabbos, and you have the Kiddush of Yak Nahas, right? You have Yayin and Kiddush. You have the whole long Nusach of Kiddush, and one of the brachas is Barim Areo Eish. So the woman, she's saying the whole Kiddush. So what happens when it comes to Barim Areo Eish? She should keep quiet and skip it? And what about Havdalah? Should she keep quiet when they make Havdalah? Because women don't make Havdalah, right?
She's a Helmin.
Huh?
She's a Helmin, it's a Hefzik.
Maybe the Helmin would be a Hefzik because she's not Mechoyev. So Lamaise, I looked up, he asked Rabbi Kleinman, he asked Shmuel about it. Shmuel said the meaning is that no women taka make the bracha of Amavdil, and they make the bracha of Barim Areish as well. If the meaning, again, provided that the meaning is that everybody in the family says Kiddush, which I've seen both by my parents and by my shver. So I imagine that it's a meaning which is widespread, that many people, even though on a regular Friday night, only the father makes Kiddush, everybody else is yaitzeh with him. But Pesach by night, everybody says the whole Kaddish. Maybe it's part of the Leil Seder, you say the whole Seder of Kaddish. So if that's the case, women can make the bracha of Havdalah and even the bracha of Bar Mar Eish together. They can say it together; it's not a problem. Based again, Rav Moshe says, and of course, a woman can make Bar Mar Eish. If you want to see the last page, what it says, interesting. The Kaf Chaim actually says he's choishes for the opinion that women are not mechuyev in Havdalah, and he says if a woman has to make Havdalah on her own, she should make it without a shem of malchus, which is a chiddush. It doesn't seem like we paskin like that. That just happens to be the opinion of the Kaf Chaim. Okay, Rabbi Say, Shekhaya.